أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. فلما رجعوا إلى أبيهم قالوا يا أبانا منع منا الكيل فأرسل معنا أخانا نكتل وإنا له لحافظون. The brothers of Yusuf عليه السلام, they leave Misr, Egypt, with the food grain and the provisions that were provided for them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explained of how Yusuf alayhi salam had their capital returned to them and secretly placed into their camel packs. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in ayah number 63 of Surah Yusuf explains the moment when they come back home to their father. فَلَمَّا رَجَعُوا إِلَىٰ أَبِيهِمْ Allah says, and when they returned to their father Yaqub alayhi salam, قَالُوا, they said, يَا أَبَانَا مُنِعَ مِنَّ الْكَيْلِ O our father, food grains have been withheld from us, meaning in the future. We have come with whatever we have, but as far as the future is concerned, we have been told that we will not receive any measure, any food grains and provisions. فَأَرْسِلْ مَعَنَا أَخَانَا You will have to send our brother with us. That is Binyamin. نَكْتَلْ وَإِنَّا لَهُ لَحَافِظُونَ In order for us to receive full measure. And they made the statement that they made with regards to Yusuf alayhi salam. وَإِنَّا لَهُ لَحَافِظُونَ We will definitely, certainly protect him. Now, this is a second such situation. Previously, they came to their father asking him to send Yusuf alayhi salam with them. And they also promised him, وَإِنَّا لَهُ لَحَافِظُونَ We will definitely guard him, protect him. And here again, they're asking for Binyamin and they are making a similar statement. قَالَ هَلْ آمَنُكُمْ عَلَيْهِ إِلَّا كَمَا أَمِنْتُكُمْ عَلَىٰ أَخِيهِ مِنْ قَبْلِ Yaqub alayhi salam immediately thought of Yusuf. And he thought of the moment when they came asking him to send Yusuf alayhi salam along with them. So he said to them, هَلْ آمَنُكُمْ عَلَيْهِ Are you asking me to trust you over him? Should I trust you about him, regarding him? إِلَّا كَمَا أَمِنْتُكُمْ عَلَىٰ أَخِيهِ Just as I trusted you about his brother when you came and asked me for his brother, and at that time I trusted you. Do you want me to trust you again? I'm not going to make the same mistake. Min qabl, from before, previously, referring to Yusuf alayhi salam. فَاللَّهُ خَيْرٌ حَافِظًا Allah is the best protector. وَهُوَ أَرْحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ Allah is the most merciful of all those who show mercy. This is a very powerful dua, brothers, we should recite. فَاللَّهُ خَيْرٌ حَافِظًا Whenever we leave our home, فَاللَّهُ خَيْرٌ حَافِظًا وَهُوَ أَرْحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ Ayah number 64 of Surah Yusuf, the last section of the ayah. Whenever we leave the home, and especially it's very effective, whenever we activate any security measure that we have put in place. So for example, at the time when you are arming the alarm for the motor vehicle, for example, at that time, because at that time your intention is, I'm putting on the alarm, or I'm activating the alarm, or I'm locking the door, or I'm shutting the window, the niyyah and the intention at that time is what? Protection. So at that time, at that particular moment, when you are doing it, when you are arming the alarm, or whatever it is, employing any measure of security or protection, at that time say, فَاللَّهُ خَيْرٌ حَافِظًا وَهُوَ أَرْحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ This is in my means. What I'm doing, this is within my capacity. But beyond that, Allah is the best of protectors. You will find this dua to be very, very effective and powerful, considering the environment and circumstances in which we live. This should be a very excessively recited dua. Also when we send our children out of the home, or when we are dropping them off at school, or whatever it may be, recite this dua excessively. Allahu khayrun hafiza wa huwa arhamur rahimin. You have entrusted the protection and the security of everything to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So they made this request, and initially Yaqub alayhi salam refused. I'm not going to make the mistake for a second time. Walamma fatahu mata'ahum. They started unpacking the food grain and the provisions. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, when they opened up their baggage, وَجَدُوا بِضَاعَتَهُمْ رُدَّتْ إِلَيْهِمْ, they were shocked and surprised. They found that their capital amount was returned to them. Whatever money they went with, the entire amount was returned to them. So they were shocked and they were surprised. قَالُوا يَا أَبَانَا, they said, oh our father, مَا نَبْغِي, what else do we want? I mean, look at what a generous king this is. مَا نَبْغِي, what more do we want? Look at what he has, how he has favored us. He has returned all our money to us. هَذِهِ بِضَاعَتُنَا رُدَّتْ إِلَيْنَا, this is our bida'a, this is our capital money. It has been returned to us. وَنَمِيرُ أَهْلَنَا, we can bring more food, and we can bring more grain for our families. وَنَحْفَظُ أَخَانَا, and we will guard and protect our brother Binyamin. وَنَزْدَادُ كَيْدَ بَعِيرٍ, and we can receive one additional camel load of grain. We spoke of Yusuf alayhi salam's system that he had put in place. Whoever came in front of him was allowed to take only one camel load of grain. So send Binyamin with us. When we came back, on this occasion, we came back with 10 camel loads of grain. If he comes with us, nazdadu kayda ba'ir, we can come back with one additional camel load of grain, which makes it 11. Dharika kaylun yaseer, that is an easy way and a simple way for us to receive an additional measure. Qala, now Yaqub alayhi salam, he thought over this and he thought of the situation of the family. And he then said to them, لَنْ أُرْسِلَهُ مَعَكُمْ, I will never send him with you, حَتَّى تُؤْتُونِ مَوْثِقًا مِّنَ اللَّهِ, until you give me a pledge in the name of Allah, until you promise me in the name of Allah, لَتَأْتُنَّنِي بِهِ, that you will certainly bring him back to me. Take this qasam and take this pledge in the name of Allah. Yaqub alayhi salam looked at the situation and they were desperately in need of more grain, in need of more food. So he decided that he will send him along with them on condition they make this oath or they take this promise and they vow that they will certainly bring him back. إِلَّا يُحَاطَ بِكُمْ, he says, unless you are overpowered by circumstances. Yes, unless you are overpowered by circumstances, that is something that's beyond your control. You are killed or you are attacked or something happens that's beyond your circumstances, that I will understand. But otherwise, you take a qasam that you will all bring him back to me. فَلَمَّا آتَوْهُ مَوْثِقَهُمْ, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, when they made these promise, the promise that he had requested them to make. فَلَمَّا آتَوْهُ مَوْثِقَهُمْ, so when they gave him the pledge and the promise, قال, he says, اللَّهُ عَلَى مَا نَقُولُ وَكِيلٌ, Allah is a witness. And Allah is a guardian over what we say. May Allah grant us the understanding. SubhanAllah, alhamdulillah.